Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Troy Faltano, man. He's going to be out, according to Jerry Dulac, for the next 2 weeks. They're hoping to get him back quicker than that, but I think that's reasonable. He is not going to start game one. There is a 0% chance. The injury plus the performance. Look, he's going up against Danielle Hunter. He gives up a sack. Hunter had 16 and a half sacks last year for Minnesota. That's a big boy. That's a big-time pass rusher.
Yep.
And then the second sack he gave up was against another really good player, whose name, of course,
Anderson?
Is now escaping me when I need it.
Was it Anderson?
It was... Pardon me. Jerry Hughes.
Oh, Jerry, okay.
Who has 70 sacks in his career.
Yeah.
So you got two dogs, and you give up two sacks. It's not the end of the world. You're a young player. You're a work in progress. But you couple the poor performance with now you ain't practicing for the next 2 weeks.
Yes. It's going to be Broderick at right, Dan Moore at left.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
And so I have a problem with that, too, because that's what they came out with yesterday. Dan Moore Jr. is by... just about every measure, one of the worst left tackles in the NFL. Just play Broderick at left and Dan Moore Jr. at right until Troy Faltano is healthy and shows his worth. Because like, when Faltano comes back, you want him at right tackle. This idea that now you're going to go into the season with Broderick at right and Dan Moore at left because you had success with it last year. I get that you had success with it last year. It's not last year anymore. It's this year. So put Broderick at left, damn it. And put... Dan Moore Jr. at right is the placeholder. Because Omar Khan has said they have always had designs on Broderick being their left. So when Faltano is back and healthy and ready to go, now you're going to have to screw around with multiple positions?
Maybe they put Faltano at left.
But then that would go against what Omar said.
Well, I mean, Faltano had 40 starts at left tackle in college. That's probably his natural position. That might be why he got beat on Friday.
That's a good theory. That's a good theory.
Give him a chance, you know, to actually beat somebody out at a position that he's comfortable with.
Yeah, 35-plus games is the best left tackle in the country.
If he's playing really good at right, and Dan Moore Jr. is not playing good at left, and Faltano has reps and has a body of work of being a left tackle, I would just slide him over, just at left for this year.
There's probably a much larger conversation to be had about all of this. Like, how can Faltano even play his way in now?
No, he can't. Like, unless there is an injury.
Right. Uh-huh. Even into the season. Because uh-huh. The reps you saw in stadium bad, and then he's going to be hurt, and it's going to be, what, the week before the season or thereabouts?
You're already rolling.
You are way...
You're three game plans deep.
Yes. Yes.
At that point.
You are so far behind the eight ball. You hate hyperbole? Disastrous turn of events for him. In the way that he played, and then getting hurt, disastrous for his 2024 season. Can't write him off. He's going to be your swing guy, but disastrous. And that's the injury report. Yay! Brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.